Time to finish up our talk with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone and continue talking about the details from walleye fishermen and get into the perch. So here we go, part two, continued from earlier this hour. But we had some southerly winds this past weekend. Do you think that had something to do with their luck with crankbaits trolling at night?
Generally, wind isn't as big a factor for the night fishing as it is during the day. It certainly can help, but it's always nicer to have almost calm conditions when you're fishing at night. Just it makes it so much easier. Everything is a lot harder when you're fishing at night.
Yeah, doesn't matter what kind of fishing you're talking about. Yeah. I do a lot of fishing at night with a fly rod in my hand in the rivers, and everything gets complicated. Way it is. All right, well, I know there's walleye fishermen right now riding around or listening somewhere, somehow begging me to ask you what kind of crankbaits and what colors.
It sounds like a broken record, but still mostly the reef runners or the deep diving husky jerks. Generally, golds and purples are always a pretty safe bet.
And do you not use any type of glow at all at night for walleye?
You can. Glow-in-the-dark patterns have just never really taken off for the summer months. It's really odd. You would think that, as popular as they are, in the winter months, that, glow-in-the-dark crankbaits would really go. But there's only a handful of them out on the market, and they don't really sell any better than anything else. But, yeah, take it for what it's worth.
I wonder if that has something to do with the length of daylight each day. There's not a lot of daylight in daytime in the winter.
Yeah, who knows.
Anything on the perch real quick here?
I've had a few guys that are still doing okay on perch in around Kipling. I haven't really heard anything south of Gladstone into Escanaba here lately. But most of my guys are mostly fishing in around Kipling and around Butler's Island. And the upper bay, up around the Days River, there's a big standpoint that sticks out into the bay there. And that's been good hit or miss. Sounds like you either do really well there or you don't hardly catch anything at all. But, every day is different. You just got to put your time in, and sooner or later you'll find some.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time today and the detail you're passing along, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
No problem.
Take care.
All right, I'll see you.
This is The Outdoor Show.